You're listening to the Closing Market Report for Tuesday afternoon. On the phone line with us to take a look at what's been happening in the marketplace is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Hi, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, gray skies, farmers are pretty much done, and I suspect they're taking it easy today. But the marketplace looked around and said, well, that's fine. We'll just wait until Friday, I guess, too.
You know, as you asked me how are things, and I said bored, and that's the way it was around here today. And anybody watching the grain markets, it was sort of like watching paint dry. And it's just like everybody is waiting till Friday. They are pretty well assured of what they think the government's going to say and their ideas, but everybody's sort of on the same train that we're scared there could be a derailment up ahead.
Isn't that the case? If everybody's got the same idea, it's probably different than that, I suppose. What's the same idea tell you about the corn market at this point in terms of acreage and production and carryout?
Well, you know, as we looked at it here, I mean, the production, it's running. If we looked at what Informa and FC Stone and a lot of them saying, you know, they're at the 161.2, everything along that way. As we're looking here now, I think that the average guess, you know, has got the production down more closer to the 160. Basically, we're looking at a 14 billion bushel corn crop, anywhere from a 14.8 to 14.2, basically falling in at the 14. The yield per acre, more around 159 on the average guess is when you total everybody together. You know, and on the beans, we're looking for a 3.2 crop with about a 42.5 bushel yield, you know, somewhere 42.5 to 43 bushel yield looking out there. And then the harvest acres at 75.92, just about 76 million acres. So, you know, the thing that we think that they can change a lot or could possibly change that would throw a monkey wrench and things is what they're going to call the harvested acreage, Todd. And I think that's the big thing out there. But we know that the yield's been better than what they're anticipated. We know that harvest has moved along pretty smoothly. And we know that the basis levels are staying a lot better than we thought they would with the kind of harvest we've had and the yields we've heard.
Well, I wonder about that. And is that because they filled up? They needed to bring a lot of corn in very quickly and then didn't get as much corn in as maybe they had hoped for because there was so much space left everywhere, and farmers just shut the bin doors at this point, and eventually it will all come in at the same time or thereabouts and really push the market lower.
Well, you know, you're right in all those accounts. First off, everybody was empty.
Right.
Room everywhere. Farmers have a tendency to fill their on-farm storage before they go to town. Number three, we had a lot of, you know, stuff booked to go out to be used to fill in the pipeline in a hurry, and the pipeline needed to be filled back in, plus the usage that we're using every week. And I think that's where a lot of it's run into it that way. And like you said, until this last 20% of harvest, why we aren't pushing to town like we thought they would have earlier in the harvest as such, that because of all the unfarmed storage. And also the carry. You know, the board tells them that storage is a good thing with the carry that's built in here right now as far as the corn goes. But we're in some very good basis levels at different points, especially at ethanol plants here for corn delivered over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Would you be of a mind before or after the report, if it happens to come in where everything stays pretty steady, to move corn based on the basis levels now?
If we can go ahead and not crash this thing and the basis levels stay good, I don't think the cash bid will be a lot better come January because we do generally see a normal movement of corn during the month of January into the next year, and I think that we might still be the same cash price come January if they were planning on moving it then. Now, if you're looking at holding it to July or May or past that, you know, we're looking at basically 25-cent carry to go out there. But, you know, like I say, depending on a lot of this corn hasn't dried well. It's been a very hard year if you're trying to run the corn dryer to get the corn to come down. And if they're not running much heat on this and it's just in the aeration, why you can't consider you can hold that till July if it's not dried down well.
Are beans a better bet to hold?
Beans are going to be a good bet to hold for a time period, but we must remember with all the acreage that's going in South America, there's going to be a timetable where all of a sudden we're not in control of the bean market. So, you know, like I say, I think we can see some pop-ups in the beans between here and the end of the year. But, boy, you go pushing too far into the new year, and it might not be quite as happy if South America doesn't have weather problems.
Any quick final word on the 2014 crop and pricing you'd want to do, either for corn or soybeans?
You know, we've done some pricing out there along the way, and I think that you want to look at probably getting a little bit of it done, just because we are looking at, if we don't have weather problems, we'll probably be looking at a lower price than what we're seeing on the board right now.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thank you, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. He joined us here on the Closing Market Report for Tuesday afternoon. You can hear him again on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org, or by dialing this number, 217-333-3434.